One of the fields had quite a bit of wild grass, brome grass, Bromus succulentus probably. And so we cleaned off the weeds. Normally they're just thrown away or fed to chickens or something. But David will make a loaf out of just about anything. The more challenging, the better. And so he decided to, he ground this down by hand on a little quern. So this is, and mixed in a tiny bit of, oh, there was a little bit of tail grain of wheat in there anyway. So it has a tiny lift, but it's basically wild grass bread. So, and apparently not, it doesn't seem toxic so far, is it? It's quite tasty. I don't know if you should say you should try this at home. But this has got to be what hunter-gatherers, in the pre-Neolithic, just before people started farming, the first wheat ever grown was einkorn, Triticum monococcum wheat. And I've seen it and collected it growing wild in Turkey. But it's basically a wild grass. Well, this is quite similar to that. I mean, einkorn, wild einkorn is actually slightly bigger than this grass. But you've all over the world, you had a lot of people in Australia. There were lots of people who were our ancestors who were collecting wild grasses as the first stage towards farming. So this is the closest I think I've probably ever eaten to a pre-Neolithic, you know, Stone Age, actually before Stone Age, Paleolithic bread.
Can I have a taste?
Yeah, you can. Toasted or untoasted?
We'll start untoasted. David, so what did you do to make this bread?
I'm afraid it goes into our bread maker, and it's about a third of, two-thirds of this brome grass and one-third of white flour. And a double amount of yeast and the usual little bits of sugar and salt fine. And,
I'm going to have to have a go. I'm going to have to try some of this.
Do try it. And it's actually quite edible, really.
So this is absolutely fascinating.
This brome flour mixed with sourdough would be the closest you get to pre-farming, like what wild hunter-gatherers might have eaten before. So you can take some away.
Try some.
I like these muffins.
Mm.
They're so good.
Take one
for Anne. Really, really different. It's really moist.
It is.
Incredibly moist.
People talk about.
And that was made about 3 days ago as well.
Really?
Yeah, it was made three days ago.
I would almost have said if I'd had my eyes closed that it had butter on it. It's very, very moist.
You know, I think there's this myth. I've seen television programs with experts talking about medieval bread, and I remember hearing one program not long ago on, I think it was BBC, talking about a medieval loaf. It was like a brick. You know, you'd crack your teeth on it, and they had these ground-down teeth. Well, I don't think that's true at all. I think people, I'm sure you could have found a terrible brick loaf like you can find one today. But I think, you know, people were very good bakers in the past. It was about access to an oven, and that's an issue. But even if you go further back, people appreciated reasonable bread. I don't think it was necessarily a brick. It was certainly very nutritious. But the further you go back, like the first bread, you think, well, was it a well-risen loaf? No, it was probably more like a galette, you know, something fairly flat, more like a griddle cake, I suppose. But this flour would make lovely pancakes. These would make fantastic pancakes.
Also, what's amazing is it's got almost like a sweetness to it. It's got a honey, kind of meaty, sweet. It hasn't got even a vaguest trace of anything bitter. It's almost like I've had a spoon of honey.
I was really surprised.
How strange. Is this what you expected?
No, I was going to throw it all out. I'm giving it to a friend who has chickens because I'm not going to eat wild. Well, I had no intention of eating brome grass seed bread. But, you know, this actually reminds me of something. When I was in Oxford in 1995, I analysed the seeds from the first known agricultural settlement in Oxford. And it was an Iron Age settlement. And the seeds, the only way seeds will survive is if they're charred, they're turned into charcoal. So you can analyze them because they're like little bits of charcoal under a microscope. And it was full of brome grass seed. And so much that I remember thinking, well, are these the cleanings? Like, were they cleaning the crop as I've done to get this? Or maybe it almost seemed like they were cultivating the stuff. There was so many seeds of brome grass in it and very few wheat grains. And I remember writing a report, one of the earliest reports I think I ever wrote, saying, talking about what the bread would have been like in the Iron Age in Oxford. And I suppose that's it.
So this is the closest loaf that you would ever get as a pre-Neolithic loaf?
Certainly, yes. I think if you mixed in probably a bit of einkorn and brome grass, you would have something right at the cusp of farming, just in that transition from like where they were collecting wild einkorn and moving towards cultivated einkorn, and throw in lots of wild grasses. Absolutely, that's your Neolithic loaf.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Cool. I wouldn't mind having a look at the seeds as well, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Hang on, I'm going to check.